Unit 7, Lifestyle and Hobbies.
I must have been 4 or 5 years old when my parents took me to a folk festival. I was so struck by the performances and the beauty of the clothes that, for days, I could talk of nothing else but the songs I would want to sing, dances I would want to dance, and the clothes I would want to wear. Luckily, in my town, there was a music school where I could join a children's folk group. From the moment I entered the room, I knew it was the place where I would spend all my free time. And so it was that I spent most afternoons in the music school taking piano lessons on Monday, attending folk dancing classes on Tuesday, taking singing lessons on Wednesday, and violin lessons on Thursday. There was always a special thrill as the weekend was approaching. On Saturdays and Sundays, the folk ensemble performed traditional dances and songs at festivals and events. The singers and dancers were always accompanied by musicians playing different musical instruments such as violin, trumpet, tuba, harmonica, and accordion. Today, I am a member of an amateur folk ensemble, and I still devote my leisure time to dancing and singing. Even after all those years, I still look forward to dressing up in traditional clothing. There is a certain charm about wearing a white blouse with embroidered sleeves, an embroidered apron over a skirt, knee-length boots, and a colorful floral head wreath. However, I must say that not everybody shares my enthusiasm for folk. While discussing the topic lifestyle and hobbies in a conversation class at secondary school, I described the role folk plays in my life, to which some of my classmates laughed out loud. In response to this incomprehensible reaction, the teacher remarked how surprised they will be when one day they receive a postcard signed by me from Stockholm, Tokyo, Moscow, London, or New York. Nothing can prove this prediction more clearly than the success an ensemble achieved in an international folk competition last year.